West Plains Visitor Football is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine in West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agent in West Plains, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Baird Auto Group, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop in West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment in West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, Simmons Bank, Iron Brand Realty in West Plains, Smith Excavating in West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Mountain Home, Harrison, West Plains, and Salem, Arkansas, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, GTS Physical Therapy, The Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls in West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggan's Group in West Plains, your boosters, Safe Harbor Yoga and Wellness of West Plains, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Mr. Denton West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agent Mark Guffey in West Plains, Ozark Awards of West Plains, and Silver Springs Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening to you, folks. Welcome to Zizzer Stadium, where the West Plains Zizzers are getting ready to take on the Poplar Bluff Mules tonight. And this is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Right now, they are honoring the cancer survivors right now. They're folks that are walking in memory of folks who had cancer and folks who have beat cancer. So they're honoring those folks right now. And also coming up tonight, it's the Boys of Fall night. We've got all the I guess you call it Pee Wee and Mighty Mike, the players. They're waiting for the Zizzers to come out of the field house up there. They're going to come through the tunnel with the Zizzer varsity boys here tonight and do some workouts with the boys. So just a lot of things going on tonight, but the main thing is the ball game between Poplar Bluff and West Plains. The Poplar Bluff Mules come in with a record of 1-5 on the season. Now, they are averaging 15.7 points a game. They are averaging giving up 34.8 points a game on defense. West Plains Zizzers come in at a 4-2 record overall, 3-1 in the Ozark Conference, and they are averaging 37.5 points a game, and they are also averaging giving up 26 points a game on defense. Should be a pretty good ball game tonight. Poplar Bluff with a lot of speed, and the Zizzers nursing some injuries. Coach Kanagi will tell us about that coming up in the interview in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's go ahead and take a break because it's a lovely night for football action. So we'll hear from our forecast. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And then we'll have the interview for the coach, and then we'll be back with more of some pregame stuff going on. So you stay right where you're at. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Happy Friday, everyone. Your Friday football kickoff forecast sponsored by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Going to be another beautiful one as we'll see a few clouds around toward kickoff time and more clouds later in the evening, but temperatures are going to be right around 70 degrees, zero chance of precipitation with a light breeze around less than 5 miles per hour, and maybe a light jacket or maybe some long sleeves as we head through ball games. Temperatures are going to be dipping into the low to mid-60s by the time you headed home later, but once again, no precipitation. Enjoy the games. I'm meteorologist Ray Stachik here at the Weather Channel.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
The perfect meal deal is a Pizza Inn of West Plains. Get their incredible $8 all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday all day long. Bring the family, have fun in the arcade, and enjoy freshly made pizzas, crisp salads, hearty pastas, and desserts. It's family fun and great value under one roof. Prefer to take it home? Try the new Pizza Inn app. Hot fresh pizza is just a tap away with easy ordering, real-time tracking, and exclusive app-only deals. Pizza Inn of West Plains, America's hometown pizza buffet.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Your coach's pregame interview is brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day, Monday through Friday. Great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can also enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
Well, we're sitting down talking once again with head Zizzer football coach Brock Kanagy. And coach, went to Bolivar last Friday night and came home with a big win. Tell us what you liked about that ball game.
I felt like our kids really got off the bus and, you know, for the most part, they were focused and they were ready to play. They kind of matched Bolivar's intensity. You know, we had one bobble there early in the game. And allowed a touchdown, just really just misalignment. Came right back from that, scored, and kind of settled into the game and really started playing well.
Okay, now what did you like or not like about the ball game?
Well, you know, honestly, I thought we played a pretty good game. You know, we missed some tackles, you know, missed some blocks. But for the most part, you know, we were spot on. We aligned correctly. You know, our energy was really high. I thought we played a pretty good game.
Okay, let's move our attention to tonight. We've got the Poplar Bluff Mules coming in. Non-conference game, non-district game. Poplar Bluff's not having a very good season, but still yet they're a very dangerous team. What can we expect on offense?
Well, they're a Class 5 team that plays a tremendous schedule. They play, you know, they play Jackson, they play Cape Central. There's a lot of good teams down there in the Boot Hill. A lot of us up here in, you know, in Central Missouri, we don't hear about, but their schedule is very tough. You know, they're a big Class 5 school. They have a ton of athletes. They have a lot of good athletes. And they're very fast. I think that is going to be our biggest struggle early is getting our speed up to their speed because they are very fast.
Now, last year, won the ball game over at Poplar Bluff. Wasn't by much, but I tell you what, it was a knockdown, drag out the whole game. What can we expect on defense?
Well, we're going to have to play good pass defense. Our run defense has really tightened up. You know, our linebackers have improved a lot. Our front three have improved a lot. This game is going to test our defensive backs because they just have skill all over the field, and our quarterback can throw it. So we've got to be able to stay over the top, not give them any big plays, and make them earn everything they get.
Now, let's talk about the injury list. I understand it's growing a little bit, so fill us in.
Yeah, so our center, Sam Allen, he hurt his shoulder a little bit last week, and so he's out. He's out for a couple of weeks. Just doing kind of precautionary, just making sure that nothing is torn and taking care of that. Eli Hutzler will fill in his spot at center. Eli is a very quality player and has been backing him up all season, so he was ready to go in that spot. Jackson Taylor, our running back, has got a little bumped up last week in that win. He's a hard runner and hard nose, and he takes a lot of shots, and so precautionary. He's took off a couple of days of practice this week, but he'll be good to go Friday night.
Okay, and like you said, we're going to nickname him now the Energizer Bunny, because folks wrap him up, but he keeps them legs going, and that's the secret to gaining another 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid that just runs the ball. He really has that old-school mentality. I mean, he puts his head down, and he's going to gain every inch he can get. He's not just going out of bounds. He's not just going down. You're going to earn it when you tackle him.
Okay, let's move our attention to the district. You win last week. You go into district last week. You're second behind Carl Junction, and Rogersville was third. And now this week, Rogersville's second, and you're third. I think it's like less than a point. They jumped on you. So it's kind of going to be that way until the last game of the season.
Yeah, it won't be decided until we play Carl Junction, you know, the last game. Same way as it was last year. And kids know it. And, you know, we've been preparing for it. And, you know, everything that we've done to this point is just preparing us, you know, for this road ahead. I felt like everything has really fallen in place, besides the injuries, of course. You know, nobody wants injuries, but our kids were, you know, they've been prepared. And next man has stepped up, and we'll just see where we fall.
Now, that is a big game with Carl Junction coming up, last game of the season. The guys aren't looking forward to it. They're concentrating 1 week at a time, and that's the way you want them, concentrating just one game at a time as you progress through the season. And, of course, you need that crowd support as well, because now with the injuries, you're a couple of players short. These boys really need some cheering from the stands to help them get down the stretch here.
Yeah, you know, we're blessed to be able to play our next two games here at home, you know, in front of our home crowd. And it's just a big advantage for us. Whenever people have to come in here and play at Zizzer Stadium, it's a hard place to play. And our kids know that. And we'd love to look over and see the, you know, the stands packed and hear the fans cheering. And it really gives them a boost, gives us a sense of confidence for sure. You know, we've talked a lot about our district, of course, and we understand that every game now is a big game. There are no gimmies in our conference and in our schedule. We just don't have gimmies. You know, we play up pretty much every week. We will get to play a Class 4 next week in Marshfield. I mean, that seems like a big deal, because usually we're playing up, you know, to Class 5. But every game is a big game now, and kids are locked in, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what we're reaching for.
And Marshfield, you know, last year, did they win a game last year? I think they won one game last year. They are not the same team. They're a tougher ball club this year.
Yeah, they're very aggressive. They're very aggressive on defense, and they play attacking style a lot like we do. They have a lot of good athletes. They have given people fits this year. All their games have been close. So we've got our work cut out.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about this week?
No, just looking forward to a big night. It's a blackout cancer night. You know, we want to support all the people that have had to go through cancer treatments, you know, and their battle with cancer. And and just show our support for all the people that come out and support us.
And then it's also Boys of Fall Night, and this is kind of neat because I don't believe they've done this before here at West Plains, but Mighty Mites and the elementary kids are going to get to come out and work out, warm up with the Zizzer football team.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of younger Zizzers out here, you know, before the game and running through the tunnel whenever we come out. It's going to be an exciting night for them, and it's an exciting night for us. You know, we're trying to build a culture here and build a program that every year we're looking to win a district title and a state title. That's what we're looking for. So it's going to be exciting to see all these younger kids run out and just, you know, take yourself back to whenever you were that age and the joy in their eyes. It's going to be a fun night.
And, of course, they get to do it by looking up to the Zizzer football team as well. All right. Well, good luck to you tonight, and we'll talk to you once again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right. Coach Brock Kanegi, the West Plains Zizzers, will have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Your pregame coach's interview brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. They also have a great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? City for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Tub booking is going on now through November 15th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Do not miss your chance to save big on top quality tubs for your herd. All stock tubs qualify. ADM beef tubs, $80 off per ton. All other tubs, $50 off per ton. Book early to secure availability and lock in your savings at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And a little bit of AC/DC on the loudspeakers, and that means the Zizzers are coming out of the field house, folks. Getting ready to head down the steps. They'll file into the tunnel. All the Mighty Mike players are over there waiting on the Zizzers. Once the Zizzers get into the tunnel, then the Mighty Mike players will file in as well. As it is Boys of Fall Night here at Zizzer Stadium, Poplar Bluff Mules are coming down the road on the far side from their locker room. So we're getting ready for tonight's ball game. Last year, West Plains came from behind, won the ball game 35-28 over Poplar Bluff. And let's talk about the Ozark Mountain Conference, okay? Ozark Mountain Conference right now coming into tonight. Sitting in first place is Branson at 3-0. Carl Junction is at 2-0 in second place. West Plains is third with a 3-1 record. Oliver is fourth with a 1-2 record. Marshfield fifth with a 1-3 record. Rogersville is 0-1 in that conference play, and Hillcrest is 0-3 in conference play. When you look at the district standings, folks, this is very interesting. Carl Junction sits in the lead. They're in first place of the district. Logan Rogersville is just over half a point behind in second place. West Plains is in third place, 1 point behind Carl Junction, and they are 0.3 points behind Rogersville. That's how close first, second, and third is in the district right now. Monette is at number four, McDonald County five, Marshfield six, and Bolivar is seventh. So tonight, a big game tonight is Carl Junction at Branson tonight. Big game in the district standings and in the Ozark Conference standings. So folks will be keeping an eye on that one. And then next Friday night, it'll be Rogersville going to Branson. And then the West Plains Zizzers will finish out 3 weeks from tonight. They will go to Carl Junction. So that's why we say it very well could be the last game of the season when the Zizzers take on Carl Junction could be for that district title. So that's how close it is right now, and that's how important these last three ball games of the regular season are. Poplar Bluff has now taken the field. Zizzers have taken the field. Now they both head to their sidelines. Coming up here in about 2.5 minutes, they'll have the coin toss with the officials and the captains and the head coaches out at midfield. So that's coming up for you in just a little bit. Once again, Poplar Bluff coming into the ball game with a record of 1-5 overall. West Plains is 4-2 overall, 3-1 in Ozark Conference play. So the Zizzers looking to pick up a big one here tonight. And it's going to be a tough one. Don't let the statistics and everything fool you. Like Coach said, Poplar Bluff is a fast. They've got a lot of speed. So the Zizzers are going to have to match that speed. They saw it last year over Poplar Bluff, and they'll see it again tonight here at Zizzer Stadium. So the Zizzers are going to – they did pretty good last week against Bolivar. Two of the main Zizzers, Dominic Hale and Aiden Judd, out for the rest of the year in football action. Dominic Hale with the dislocated knee, and Aiden Judd, a fractured leg. And Judd got a chance to speak to him up in the locker room before the ball game. Aiden says hopefully he'll be back to play basketball in January. So we'll look forward to that. And if we cross our fingers and dot our I's and pray really hard, maybe he can come back a little bit earlier in December. But we'll have to wait and see on that. All right, it's Poplar Bluff Mules, the West Plains Zizzers, varsity football action from Zizzer Stadium. This is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have your starting kickoff. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said, "You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks." Southern Hills Auto Plaza. Stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. And they've had the coin toss. Copper Bluff won the coin toss, so they will get the football to start the ball game. Zizzers will be on defense, and they will get the football to start the second half. Been listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, and it's time to get this thing underway. And I can tell you that Reed Cobb is the kicker for the Zizzers. And Reed was told by the coaching staff, do not kick it to any of their players. You want to pick a spot that they're not around, and that's where you want to kick it to. That's how fast the Poplar Bluff Mules are. So we are getting ready to kick this thing off. Hope you're ready for some Zizzer football tonight on 100.9 The Train. Reed has it teed up, and we're ready to go. Bear with me. I've had this signage drainage stuff all week long, so hopefully it won't bother us too badly. And official says, let's go. Here we go. Reed is the left-footed kicker, and he's going to kick it over, and it's going to go out of bounds over at the 20-yard line. So Poplar Bluff will get the football, first and 10. And it should come out to about the 35-yard line. So that's where quarterback Gage Earnhardt will start off for the Poplar Bluff Mules. And in the backfield with him will be Ferguson. So it'll be Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Here we go, first and 10 for Poplar Bluff. And it was a kind of a bobbled snap, and the Zizzers are there as it was a direct snap to Jones. And Jones is going to lose, well, about a yard on the play. Jackson Hunter on the tackle for the Zizzers, and it's going to be second and 11 now. Ball set back at the Poplar Bluff 29-yard line. Direct snap that time to Jones. That'll be Earnhardt in the shotgun with five receivers for Poplar Bluff. He's going to roll out left. He's looking to throw, and incomplete in the hands of a Slack, but he drops the football. Going to bring up third and 11 for the Poplar Bluff Mules here from their own 29-yard line. Just underway, and no scores. Poplar Bluff starts the game with the football on offense. So third and 11 from the 29 for the Mules. Once again, five receivers, as Earnhardt will be in the shotgun by himself. And here we go. He's going to roll left. He's looking to throw again. And this time, pass is going to be broken up. And it'll be fourth down and 11. And Poplar Bluff's going to have to punt the football, as Josiah Long that time broke that pass up. So in to do the punting for Poplar Bluff will be Clifford. So Clifford standing back at his own 21-yard line, and the Zizzers back at their own 32-yard line on 4th and 11. And Zizzers almost got there. High punt, and it's going to roll, looks like, dead around the 43-yard line of the Zizzers. So Zizzer offense will come on the field, their first chance with the football. And they'll have it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line with 11:03 to go here in the first quarter, and no score in the ball game. So Ethan Miller, the Zizzers are in their black uniforms tonight. Black out against cancer. So here we go. Miller in the shotgun by himself with Now Taylor goes in the backfield with him with four receivers. He'll throw it, and they've got Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore trying to break free. He's across the 50. Looks like he's down around the 48. And he's going to be shy of the first down. They're going to mark him at the 49, actually. Going to bring up a second down and two for the Zizzers, as Miller found Jacob Moore in the wide open spot there. Once again, Zizzers like that five receiver look with Miller in the shotgun, and then Taylor comes to the backfield. He'll give it to Taylor right up the middle. Jackson Taylor with a first down. And finally, they're going to give him the 46-yard line, looks like, of Poplar Bluff. And that is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. So it's first and 10 Zizzers at the Poplar Bluff 46-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. This time he's going to throw it out to the right side. Jacob Moore with it. Moore is going to get down to around the 40-yard line. Good pickup on first down. Looks like it's going to be a pickup of about six, and that's going to bring up a second and four for the Zizzer offense at the Poplar Bluff 40-yard line. Second and four from the Mules 40-yard line for the Zizzer offense. Four receivers to the right. Whoops, wait a minute. Official got a problem here. And Malachi Maupin had to come out of the ball game. Official had him come out for some reason. Into the ball game will be Memphis Wade at receiver. So here we go. Second and four from the Mules 40-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, rolls to the right, looking, throws across the middle, and that one off the hands of Moore, just a little bit too high. And that's going to bring up a third down and four for the Zizzers. 9:35 to go, first quarter, no score. So let's see what the Zizzer offense comes up with here on third and four. Miller will be in the shotgun. That's where he'll stay all night unless he gets under center for a short yardage gain. Taylor goes to the backfield. They'll give it. Nope, they're going to throw it. And it's Moore. Sets down at the 35-yard line, and that's the first down. Another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers, and that is their second one of the ball game. So now it's first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mule 35-yard line. The Zizzer offense will break the huddle. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers right, one to the left. Miller going to hand it off to Taylor. Taylor trying to get gets away from one. And he might have picked up a yard. So actually they're going to give him a half a yard. So it's going to be second down and 9.5 for the Zizzers at the 34.5-yard line of Poplar Bluff. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. And low snap, they'll get it out. And this is going to be Marshall. Marshall's all the way inside the 15, down to the 10-yard line. That's Gavin Marshall for another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down. And the Zizzers are now in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. So first and goal for the Zizzers at the Mule's 10-yard line. Miller in the shotgun with five receivers. Taylor comes to the backfield. And they'll give it to Taylor again. He'll cut, try that right side. Ball came out. And Poplar Bluff says they have it. And they do. Jackson Taylor coughed it up inside, and Poplar Bluff recovers the fumble. So fumble on the Zizzers. And so now it'll be Poplar Bluff taking over. First and 10 at their own 10-yard line. Once again, Earnhardt will be in the shotgun by himself. And he will keep it. And he's going to be brought down at the 10-yard line. No gain on the play. Shane Curtis, Jackson Hunter in there for the stop. Peyton Allen in there on the tackle as well. Second and 10 for the Mule. Once again, Earnhardt in the shotgun. Five receivers for the Mules. First and 10 from their own 10-yard line. And this time they're going to hand it off. And coming around the end, and the Zizzers are there waiting on him. That was Ferguson. And I have to see if he may have lost a half yard here. Nope, they're going to say he got the line of scrimmage. And that time, Jackson Hunter, along with Gavin Marshall on the tackle. It's third and 10 now for the Mules at their own 10-yard line. This is their defense. See what the Zizzer defense can do, see if they can get a stop here. Third and 10 for Pomper Bluff at their own 10-yard line. Earnhardt in the shotgun, rolls to the left. He's going to throw it. He's got a receiver, and he's going to be shy of the first down. Out to about the 18, looks like. 19. And will Pomper Bluff go for it? Cale Combs on the tackle for the Zizzers. It's going to be fourth down and inches here, folks. Fourth and inches for Pomper Bluff. No, official now says it's a first down Pomper Bluff. I thought that was short by a few inches, but nope, they're going to say first down Pomper Bluff, their first one of the ball game. So first and 10 for the Mules at their own 20-yard line. They need to get to the 20. That ball's not even touching the 20-yard line, and the head official called it a first down. Earnhardt in the shotgun with five receivers. Takes the snap. He'll throw to the left. Incomplete. Going to bring up second and 10. 5:49 to go. Clock stops with every incomplete pass. 5:49 to go first quarter, and no score. Second and 10 for the Pomper Bluff Mules from their own 20-yard line. Earnhardt once again in the shotgun with five receivers. Three on the left, two on the right. He'll throw to the left again, and he's got a receiver out there and picks up the first down. Josiah Long's going to knock him out of bounds. All the way out across the 40 to the 45-yard line, I believe. And that's a first down for Pomper Bluff. The Zizzer defense needs to watch out. Pomper Bluff likes to throw the football, and they do it very well. First and 10 from their own 45-yard line for the Pomper Bluff Mules. Ferguson in motion. They'll throw it over here to him on the right side. He's got some room, and he's going to be brought down, but not before he gets the first down inside the 45 of the Zizzers. And that is another first down for Pomper Bluff. And all of a sudden, the Pomper Bluff offense is rolling here. 5:18 and counting to go first quarter. No score. Ball is at the Zizzer 43-yard line. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. First and 10 from the Zizzer 43 for the Mule. Earnhardt looking to throw again. And he's got a receiver in the slot. In the slot. That's another first down. And that's all the way down to the 22-yard line. Another first down. That's four first downs now all of a sudden for the Pomper Bluff Mule. And that's... Well, actually, they are down to the Zizzer 21-yard line. So the Zizzer secondary needs to tighten up here because Pomper Bluff is finding the holes. Hopefully, the turnover, Jackson Taylor's fumble down there on the 10-yard line earlier is not going to bite the Zizzers here. Earnhardt's going to roll left, and he goes, still rolls left, and he's in, folks. Touchdown, Earnhardt, 21-yard run. So Earnhardt puts Pomper Bluff on the scoreboard first. And now they will kick it. It will be LaFoon in to try the extra point. And it is blocked by the Zizzers. So extra point, no good. 6-0, Pomper Bluff, 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you need need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating. Dig in with the best.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. The Jackson Taylor fumble on the 10-yard line proved to be costly for the Zizzers as Popper Bluff marched it 90 yards down the field and took it in for the first score of the ball game. Zizzers blocked the extra point. It's 6-0. Popper Bluff, 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. And Popper Bluff will kick off now for the first time tonight. And it's a short kick taken at the 36. And wait a minute, we got flags down. And this is probably going to go against Popper Bluff. And it's going to be offsides on Popper Bluff. So they'll have to kick it again. So that'll back them up a little bit. First penalty of the ball game. Illegal procedure, offside, whatever you want to call it. So now Popper Bluff will be kicking from the 35-yard line. And at first I thought the kicker was just going to punt it from the 35, and now he teased it up. And they'll try it again here. This time he puts his foot into it. It's going to be taken at the 27. And bringing it up the field, Jackson Taylor on the left side. Out of bounds. And it'll be first and 10 for the Zizzers. And they're going to spot it at the 50-yard line. So here comes the Zizzer offense for the second time on the field. First and 10 from the 50-yard line. And I don't know. We got two officials standing on the sidelines over here with a football in one in their hand. Don't know what they're doing. They're on the Zizzer sideline. Wait a minute. Why are they spotting the ball at the 48 of the Zizzers? Hold on here. They're making the Zizzers start off first and 12. Now it's the official calls a timeout. And they're going to say he was out of bounds at the 48 of the Zizzers. So mark him back 2 yards. First and 10 Zizzers. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor joins him in the backfield. Here we go. First and 10. Miller looking. He's going to throw it long. And he's got Jacob Moore. Touchdown, Jacob Moore. 48-yard touchdown pass. So Miller to Moore. .407 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6. Now Reed Cobb will come in to attempt the extra point. 52-yard touchdown pass that time. And it's good. Zizzers lead at 7-6, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Well, just like that, in 16 seconds, the Scissors strike on a 52-yard touchdown pass from Miller to Jacob Moore, and the Scissors, with Reed Todd's extra point, have taken the lead 7-6 with 4:07 to go here in the first quarter. Reed Cobb will be kicking off the Pop for Bluff here. Let's see if the Scissor defense can stop the Pop for Bluff offense. Pop for Bluff, that offense that last time took it 90 yards down the field, and the majority of it was passing the football. So here we go, Cobb to kick it off from his own 40. It's a high, short one on the right side, and it is not going to go out of bounds. And the Scissors almost had it, but Popper Bluff falls on it down around the 25, 26-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Mules. And they're going to mark this, I believe, at the 26. So first and 10, but man, that ball hit over there and then bounced backwards towards the Scissors who were running down the field. Matter of fact, it bounced right past the Scissor. He tried to stop and couldn't. And the Popper Bluff just fell on the football, didn't even try to pick it up. So it's first and 10 for the Mules at their own 26-yard line. And apparently these officials are having a hard time keeping track of whose football is who. Which sideline does it go to? Now we're ready to go, first and 10. 4:06 to go, first quarter. Scissors up 7-6. Earnhardt. He's going to throw it again. And almost picked off that time. That was Caden Warren. It hit him right in the chest and bounced out. So it's going to be second and 10. As Earnhardt overthrew his receiver that time. So Warren is one of the new Scissors who is filling in that defensive secondary since Dominic Hale is out injured. Second and 10 for the Mules. And it'll be Earnhardt. He's looking to throw again. Out here he's got a receiver. And now we got a flag. Flag in the backfield. This one may be coming back. If the penalty's not on Popper Bluff, this should be a first down for the Mules. If not, but there's a flag down. So now we're going to have to wait and see. They got it marked at the 36-yard line, I believe. So the officials are having a conference. Now we have another official joining the conference. And here comes the call. And it's going to be on the Scissors. Roughing the passer is the call. Roughing the passer. So that's going to give Popper Bluff another first down. And, boy, I tell you what, the Scissors not happy. The Scissors sideline not happy. And the head officials are hearing it from the Scissor fans here. So it's all the way down to the Scissor 48-yard line. And they're going to throw it out here. And finally, it's going to be a tackle. That's going to be Lathan on the catch. And they're going to say he got down to the 43 of the Scissors. Jacob Moore on the tackle. And that's going to bring up second and 5 for Popper Bluff at the Scissor 43-yard line. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Scissors lead it 7-6. Earnhardt in the shotgun. He's looking to throw again out to the left. And it is complete at the 35. Good enough for another first down. for Poplar Bluff, and that is their seventh first down of the ball game. On their first offensive possession, they were three and out. Zizzers marched it down the field then, got to the 10-yard line and fumbled. Poplar Bluff took the ball on the 10 and brought it all the way down for their first score of the ball game, and now they're marching again. First and 10 for the Mules at the Zizzer 35-yard line. And all of a sudden, the Zizzer defense is having trouble stopping the Mules here. They're going to send it around the other side, the left side, lost on the play as they hand it off to Jenkins. And I believe that is on the tackle. Shane Curtis in there, along with Warren Lawson. And actually, they're going to say lost a yard. At the ball is at the 36 of the Zizzers. Going to be second and 11 for Poplar Bluff with 2:18 and counting to go here in the first quarter. The Zizzers up 7-6. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Five receivers for the Mules. Earnhardt, he's going to throw it to the right. And the Zizzer fell down. Gavin Marshall fell down. But the ball was overthrown. Earnhardt overthrew his receiver, and I mean overthrew him. I don't think I could have got a hand on that one, and I'm 6'7", folks. So now it's still third and 11 from the 36-yard line. The Zizzers for Poplar Bluff. Now Ferguson will be in the backfield, Earnhardt in the shotgun, and four receivers. Earnhardt going to hand off to Ferguson. He gets through the first set, and he's rolling. He's got the first down. Ferguson gets inside the 25, and that is another first down. Zizzers had two cracks at him and couldn't bring him down. And so it's another first down. Poplar Bluff has it first and 10 at the Zizzer 24-yard line. And the Zizzer defense is not playing like the Zizzer defense of last week at Bolivar. Ferguson in the backfield. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Earnhardt looking to throw again. Got a wide open receiver on the left side. Good open field tackle over there by Josiah Long. But the ball is going to be inside the 20. It'll be down, I believe, at the 17-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 3 for Poplar Bluff from the Zizzer 17-yard line. The Zizzer defense needs a turnover or a stop here. And you know Poplar Bluff is in four-down territory. Second and 3. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Earnhardt's going to keep it on the left side. He's knocked out of bounds. Question is, where are they going to say he went out? Going to say he's out at the 15, and that is not a first down. Wilson on the tackle for the Zizzers, and that's going to bring up third down and 1. Nope, third and 2, they're going to say. They're marking him at the 15, third and a yard and a half. Let's put it that way, third and a yard and a half. Ferguson in the backfield, Earnhardt in the shotgun. And they'll give it to Ferguson. He's got the first down, or he's going to be close. He tried to stretch the ball out. And I believe it's going to be fourth down. Fourth and inches here with 37 seconds and counting to go. In the first quarter, Zizzers up. They're marking that ball at the 15-yard line. It's fourth and 1. The Zizzers need a stop right here. Fourth and 1 for the Poplar Bluff Mules at the Zizzer 15-yard line. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson, and they're going to let the and Poplar Bluff takes a timeout with 14 seconds to go in the quarter. And the Zizzers lead 7-6. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Poplar Bluff has it 4th-and-1 at the Zizzer 15-yard line. 14 seconds to go first quarter, and the Zizzers are up 7-6. Here we go. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Can the Zizzer defense get a stop here? They need a big stop here on defense. And it'll be Earnhardt, and he's got the first down, I believe. And they're going to take a look. And it is a first down. Another first down, and the Zizzer defense right now cannot stop the Poplar Bluff Mules, folks. I don't know what is wrong with the Zizzer defense. It's not the same defense that we've seen last week. Into the first quarter, Zizzer's up 7-6, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Starting the second quarter of play, Zizzer's up 7-6. Poplar Bluff with the football, looking at a first and 10 from the just inside the Zizzer 14-yard line. Zizzer defense needs to get a stop here. We need that defense to show up, the same one that played at Bolivar last week, and we haven't seen it so far. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Earnhardt's going to keep it himself. Nope, we've got flags. And this comes from the far side official. Hopefully this will be against Poplar Bluff. I figure so, since it blew it dead. And it is illegal procedure on Poplar Bluff. That's their second penalty of the ball game. So that will put them back 5 yards. So that will put the ball just inside the 19-yard line with a first and 15 for the Mules at the Zizzer, just inside the Zizzer 19-yard line. Earnhardt, shotgun, Ferguson backfield, four receivers. And he's going to throw it to the right. Got a receiver over there. And the Zizzers are on him right away. Gets it down to about the 11-yard line, looks like. Pass complete. And Jacob Moore. Let's see. Who else was in there on the tackle? I believe it was Wyatt Dew in there as well. So it's going to be second down now and 8. Or 2nd and 7, I'm sorry. 2nd and 7 this time. Earnhardt by himself kicks it out here to the left, and the ball is dropped. Goes out of bounds. The receiver, Jones, had it and then lost it, and since it was a lateral, he had to chase it down, and finally it just ended up going out of bounds. And so now the officials want to talk about this. I don't know, because there's no flags down on the field. I think they're trying to decide if it was a lateral or not, and it was. It should be a loss, about 5 or 6. And now they're going to say, no, it's a pass incomplete, no lateral. So now it's going to bring up 3rd down and 7 for Poplar Bluff. I tell you what, this officiating crew has given the Mules several breaks here in the first half, and we are just 11-18 to go in the first half. So here is Earnhardt throwing, and it is incomplete. Receiver had it in the end zone and dropped it. And that's going to bring up 4th and 7 for Poplar Bluff. Ball will be setting, I believe it's at the 11-yard line. So 4th and 7, Poplar Bluff's going to go for it here on 4th and 7. So they must not have a very good field goal kicker. So 4th and 7 for the Mules. From the Zizzer 16-yard line, Zizzer defense needs a big stop right here. Earnhardt in the shotgun by himself with 5 receivers. He's going to roll right. He's looking. He's got a completion over there, but it's short of the 1st down. Tackle made at the 5, and it's a yard short. Zizzers will take over on down. So good defense over there. And I believe that was number 88 for the Zizzers. Caden Warren with the tackle over there. The Zizzers have it 1st and 10. 1st and 10, the ball is just across the 5-yard line. Let's see if the Zizzer offense can get rolling here. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to Taylor. Taylor takes the right side, lowers his head. He's out around the 10-yard line. Should be a pickup of about 5, I believe. Nope. So it's going to be, ball's going to be placed 10-yard line. 2nd down and 6, so he picked up 4, not 5. 2nd and 6 for the Zizzers. 10.5 minutes to go and counting in the first half. Zizzers up 7-6. Once again, Miller in the shotgun. And I believe we've got a new back in the backfield. We do. And that is going to be Warren Lawson on the carry that time. Lawson out to around the 13. 3rd down now. 3rd and a long 3 for the Zizzers at their own 13-yard line. So here they come. Miller in the shotgun. And that is Lawson in the backfield once again. And it'll be Miller rolling out to the left. He's looking. He's going to throw. He's got a receiver over there, and they'll say he's out of bounds. Pass was complete to Jacob Moore, but they said he was out of bounds. It'll bring up 4th down and 3. And the Zizzers are going to punt the football. So 4th and 3 for the Zizzers. And I think Ethan Miller is going to do the punting this time. Luke Cropper is not going to do the punting. It'll be Ethan Miller back there, the quarterback. And he's going to punt it, gets a good punt away, takes a good Zizzer roll. It's inside the 40, inside the 35, and it is down to about the 32-yard line. So Pomfret Bluff's offense will come back on the field, 9:24 to go in the first half. 7-6 Zizzers with the lead. Let's see if we can catch you up on a few scores here. First of all, Carl Junction leads Branson now 10-7. Rogersville leads Marshfield 32-0. Bayer leads Ava 14-0. So that's some scores for you around the area. Pomfret Bluff Mules first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Earnhardt's going to keep it himself and finally going to be taken down around the 35, maybe the 36. So that's going to bring up a second and 5. Warren Lawson on the tackle for the Zizzers. Ball sitting at the Pomfret Bluff 36-yard line. Second and 5 for the Mules. 8:56 and counting to go first half. The Zizzers up 7-6. The Zizzers get the football to start the third quarter. Earnhardt in the shotgun by himself with 5 receivers. He's looking to throw across the middle. Picked off. Picked off by Lawson. Lawson with the football on the right side. Cuts up inside. And Warren Lawson is tackled down at the 23-yard line. And turnover on Pomfret Bluff. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the Mules' 22-yard line. Warren Lawson just stepped in the path of that thrown football and then brought it back. About a good 15, 20-yard return there. So here's Miller in the shotgun. And Jackson Taylor in the backfield for the Zizzers. First and 10 at the Pomfret Bluff 22-yard line. Miller spins around, and Miller is loose on the left side. And he stretches out, and I believe he's got the first down. That is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. And he is inside the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Red zone, ball is down to the 11-yard line where the Zizzers will have it first and 10 from the Pomfret Bluff 11-yard line. .22 to go here in the first half with the Zizzers up 7-6. Miller in the shotgun. And I believe, Tim, we've got a flag. And this is going to be on Pomfret Bluff, offside. So Pomfret Bluff picks up their third penalty of the first half. And that now takes the football inside the 10-yard line, down to the 6-yard line. It's going to be first and 5 for the Zizzers. They can pick up a first down without scoring. Full house backfield with Miller in the shotgun now. First down and 5 from the Pomfret Bluff 6-yard line. Miller, hands off. Taylor on the left side. And Taylor's going to be stacked up. And he got inside the 5. Why are they standing out here at around the 6? It's one official over here doesn't know how to spot a football. He still hasn't put it. They've got it inside the 4. Now he moves down. I don't know what he was watching, but it's second down and 3 right now for the Zizzers at around the 3-yard line, second and 3. This time Miller's going to put his head down, but he's going to get stopped. Going to bring up a third down now. That time they went from the 4-yard line. Now they mark it at the 3-yard line, so now it's 3rd and 2 from the 3-yard line. Pomfret Bluff, 3-yard line. And now the officials are talking about something. They're standing. standing over the football down here talking about something. I don't know. I think they were winded. I think that they just wanted a little break there, a little breather. Here we go, third and two from the three-yard line for the Zizzer offense. Warren Lawson straight ahead. And did he get in? No, they're going to say the one-yard line, but that is should be a first down. So just inside the one, it is first and goal for the Zizzer offense, just inside the one-yard line. Here we go. Full house backfield once again. Miller this time under center. And they're going to snap it to Lawson. He is in for the touchdown. No signal from the officials. What are they waiting on? Now is it 6:12 to go here in the first half. Lawson on the one-yard run. And the Zizzers have gone up now. 13-6. And Reed Cobb will come in to try the extra point. High snap, and this one is blocked. No good. 13-6. Zizzers with the lead, and we are coming back. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Ready to take your real estate career to the next level? Join Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty. They're growing and expanding, and they want you on their winning team. With over 30 agents strong and their brand new state-of-the-art location in West Plains, they're the area's largest real estate company for a reason. Interest rates are dropping and the market is shifting, which means more opportunities for you to succeed. Join the best and grow with the best, Westgate Realty, where top agents thrive. Call them today.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 6:12 to go here in the first half, and the Zizzers have gone up 13-6 over Poplar Bluff. The extra point there that time was blocked by Poplar Bluff as the snap was high on the extra point attempt by West Plains. And that delayed Cobb's kick. And that second of delay was just enough time for Poplar Bluff to come around the end and get a hand on it. Reed Cobb to kick it off. 6:12 to go first half, 13-6. Zizzers with the lead. And the Zizzers will kick it off here. Cobb from his own 40-yard line. See where he puts this one. This one's straight down the middle. Oh, it's coming out the right side and goes out of bounds. So looks like Poplar Bluff going to get the football in some pretty decent field position here. First and 10 for the Mules at their own 35-yard line. So let's see if the Zizzer defense can get another force another turnover from the Mule. Earnhardt will bring his team to the line of scrimmage. And he's in the shotgun with five receivers now. First and 10, Poplar Bluff at their own 35. They're going to throw it out to the right side, and it is, they're going to say it was a forward pass. That one looked just like the other one. Looked like it was like a backward pass. It was dropped, so now it's second and 10. I don't know how these officials can say it's not a backward pass because they're not even out there lined up to where you can look down and see if it's a straight throw over or behind. Or I don't know how they can call that. But anyway, here's second and 10 for the Mules at their own 35. Earnhardt, he's going to throw it out there again, and this one's down, a low throw to his receiver, Jenkins. who went down on his knees and got it. So he lost 2 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 12 for the Mules at their own 33-yard line. So 3rd and 12 for Poplar Bluff. 6:07 to go in the first half. Zizzers up 13-6. See if the defense can get a stop here. Earnhardt in the shotgun with 5 receivers. He's looking. He's going to throw over here, and he's got a completion. That's a first down. It's a first down out to the 46-yard line, and the Zizzers are laying off Poplar Bluff. They are giving Poplar Bluff all these passes out here in the flat. Zizzers don't want to, they're worried about getting beat. Anybody behind them, so they're keeping everybody in front. And Poplar Bluff is just dinging it down the field, and now it's a first down at their own 46-yard line. 1st and 10, Earnhardt in the shotgun with 5 receivers once again. And now Ferguson's going to take it around the right side, and he's going to be tackled at about the 46 of the Zizzers. And I believe Luke Cropper on the tackle that time. That's going to bring up 2nd down and 2 for Poplar Bluff at the Zizzer 46-yard line. 5:15 and counting to go first half. The Zizzers up 13-6. Earnhardt in the shotgun with 5 receivers again. 2nd down and 2. Ferguson goes in motion. Now they'll throw it out here to him. And he's going to have the first down as he lunges forward down to about the 42. Actually, we got one official at the 42, and that's where they're going to put the football, but it's enough for another first down for Poplar Bluff at the Zizzer 42-yard line. And with every pass, the clock stops. So here we go, 1st and 10 from the Zizzer 42. Poplar Bluff with the football. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Ferguson in the backfield. Earnhardt wants to keep it coming left, and he's going to be grabbed and brought down. I believe that was Warren Lawson over there. Loss on the play of a couple of yards. Back to the 44-yard line of the Zizzers. 2nd and 12. 2nd and 12 for Poplar Bluff as we're going just under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 2nd and 12 for the Mules. Earnhardt, the shotgun, 5 receivers. Earnhardt looking. He's going to throw it. Got a receiver across the middle. And not down yet, finally down at the 30, 31, and that's going to be another first down. And the Zizzers are not tackling worth a darn, folks. He picked up 5 or 6 yards after the catch because the Zizzers couldn't bring him down. Three and a half minutes to go first half. Poplar Bluff marching it down the field here. Ball is at the 31 of the Zizzers. 1st and 10, Poplar Bluff. Earnhardt in that shotgun with 5 receivers. The Zizzer defense needs to stop. They're going to give it to Ferguson. He's going around the right side. Zizzers are there waiting on him, but he does pick up a yard, looks like. Gavin Marshall on the tackle for the Zizzers. They're actually going to mark him down to 31. So no gain on the play. Going to be 2nd and 10 for Poplar Bluff at the Zizzer 31-yard line. 2:45 and counting to go here in the first half. The Zizzers are up by 7. Once again, Zizzers get the football to start the third quarter. Earnhardt in the shotgun. Play clock is down now to 6. Earnhardt looking to throw. He'll throw out to the right. And it is caught over there, but it's not a first down. Inside the 25, about the 23. That's going to bring up a 3rd down now. for Poplar Bluff. Third down at the Zizzard 24-yard line. Third and three for Poplar Bluff. And you got to believe, this late in the half, this is four down territory for the Mules. Third and three. Earnhardt once again in the shotgun. Earnhardt's going to hand it off, and the Zizzers wrap him up. Hand off that time to Larkins. Going to be fourth and three now. And it was Allen, Peyton Allen, on the tackle for the Zizzers. Fourth and three from the 24-yard line. So fourth and three for Poplar Bluff. See if the Zizzers can hold here. They need to stop. A minute 20 and counting to go here in the first half. They lead it by seven. Earnhardt in that shotgun, five receivers. He's looking to throw. He's got it's over the receiver's head. Incomplete. Zizzers will take over. First and 10 at their own 24-yard line. And the offense comes on the field with a minute 11 to go here in the first half with the Zizzers leading. Stay tuned. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up. We'll check scores from around Southern Missouri. All coming up at halftime. Can the Zizzers get a breakaway here? Get a big play for another score. First and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Zizzer offense with the football. Miller in the shotgun with five receivers. Taylor goes to the backfield now. Miller rolls out to the right. Got a flag. That'll be a holding, I'm sure. Miller running on the right side. He's tackled out around the 34, but we got a flag in the backfield. I'm sure it's going to be a hold. Illegal shift. Illegal shift on the Zizzers. That flag was thrown well after the play was started, already was in progress. I think the official seen that that was going to be a pretty good gain for the Zizzers, and he threw the flag. That is the second penalty of the ball game on the Zizzers. Minute one to go here in the first half. First and 15 now. The ball is back at the Zizzer 19-yard line. First and 15. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor back there with him. They'll give it to Taylor. Taylor on the left side. Some open space. Taylor on the left side. Now he's going to cut it back inside. Now back to the outside. He's inside the 40. And Jackson Taylor all the way down to about the 38, 37-yard line. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. That is only their eighth one of the first half. Poplar Bluff has 12 in the first half. 41 seconds to go and a half, and the Zizzers are going to take a timeout here as they're going to mark the ball at the Poplar Bluff 37-yard line. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Poplar Bluff 37-yard line with 41 seconds to go in the first half. Zizzers up 13-6. Miller in the shotgun, and I believe it's Lawson in the backfield, I think. Can't see the number. No, but it's Taylor. Now Taylor goes out as a receiver. So five receivers. Miller rolling to the right, and he's going to open up and throw it. He's got a receiver, and it is caught by Warren Lawson. Touchdown! 37-yard touchdown pass, Miller to Warren Lawson. And the Zizzers put some They put a little bit of cushion on it here now with 32 seconds to go in the half. Now the question is, will the Zizzers go for two or will they try the extra point? And I think they're going to go for two here. 37-yard touchdown pass from Miller to Warren Lawson. Lawson with his second touchdown of the night. And Zizzers going for two here from the 3-yard line with 32 seconds to go and a half. And I believe it's Jackson Taylor in the backfield. Miller in the shotgun. Three receivers. And somebody wasn't on the field. So the Zizzers have to take a time out. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. 32 seconds to go in the first half. Zizzer's up 19-6, and the Zizzers are going for two here from the 3-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield with him, and four receivers. Miller is looking. He'll throw it across the middle, and yep, it is caught. Threw it up there, and Jackson Taylor went and got it. So Miller to Taylor, and now it's 21-6. Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck